From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is not giving up on the Middle East peace process. This is a day after a Palestinian unity deal caught him off guard and led to Israel's decision to suspend peace talks. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Kerry says Israeli and Palestinian leaders need to make compromises so that the peace process he launched 9 months ago can continue after next week's deadline. He says this is a difficult moment, but adds, quote, "We will never give up our hope or our commitment for the possibilities for peace." Kerry called Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to repeat U.S. concerns about the Palestinian plans for a unity government that would include the militant group Hamas. Israel says it will not hold negotiations with the government backed by a group that calls for Israel's destruction. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A class action lawsuit on behalf of more than 60,000 workers filed against some of the biggest players in the tech industry, Apple, Google, Intel, and Adobe, has been settled. NPR's Laura Seidel reports the case brought to light some revealing emails between top executives.
The suit against the big companies alleged that top leaders conspired to keep wages down for engineers by agreeing not to recruit talent from one another. Such an agreement takes wage bargaining power out of the hands of employees. The plaintiffs produced emails between executives such as then-Google CEO Eric Schmidt and the late Apple CEO Steve Jobs. In one email, Jobs got angry that a Google recruiter had called one of his engineers. Schmidt had the recruiter fired, and Jobs responded with a smiley face. If the plaintiffs won in court, the tech companies could have ended up paying as much as $9 billion. The terms of the settlement aren't yet public, but a lawyer for the plaintiffs called it an excellent solution. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
According to the latest analysis from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the measles season is off to an early and active start this year. Health officials say so far this year there have been 129 cases of the disease reported in more than a dozen states, many of the cases in California and New York City. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the Assistant Surgeon General and directs the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases.
This is the most measles cases reported in the first 4 months of the year since 1996.
Since still relatively tiny, officials are worried to see the case count rising. Since 2000, the highly contagious disease had largely been considered to have been eliminated in the U.S. While the Senate Banking Committee may be moving toward backing a bill that would wind down government-backed mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it also doesn't appear it's likely to reach the full Senate for a while. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac owner guarantee about 60% of all home loans. However, some consumer groups say eliminating the two giant mortgage firms would price some people out of the mortgage market. Stocks, after being lower for part of the day, managed to eke out modest gains, or in the case of blue chips, break even. The Dow closed at 16,501. The Nasdaq was up 21 points. This is NPR. Search engine company Google has announced its top networking executive is leaving the company. In a posting on Google+, a social network that debuted 3 years ago, Vik Gundotra announcing his departure without explanation. He also did not announce what he plans to do next. While Google+ now boasts more than 500 million users, it's still struggling to get people to stay on the site as long as they do on other social networking sites like Facebook. Walmart is launching a money transfer service, adding to the list of financial services it already offers. NPR's Jess Jiang has more on why the retail giant is getting deeper into banking.
100.
Kevin Rush is at a Washington, D.C. Walmart.
$400.
His sister just wired him cash through the company's new money transferring service. Rush says he's going to use some of the money to buy essentials.
I got about a couple of pair of pants, shirts, socks.
Walmart Senior Vice President of Services Daniel Eckhart says the retailer is starting the program because for years customers complained wiring money was too costly and complex. But Eckhart admits the money transferring isn't just about Walmart making life easier for its shoppers.
Okay, if I have to go pick up some money and go shopping, this would be a natural place to do so.
Walmart is hoping its lower fees will lure customers away from competitors like Western Union and MoneyGram. Jess Jiang, NPR News, Washington.
The law firm announced today it's filed a $25 million claim against the city of Los Angeles on behalf of the family of a security screener who was shot and killed at the city's airport last year. Law firm announcing today the claim has been filed on behalf of the family of TSA officer Gerardo Hernandez, who was shot and killed last November. Three other people were hurt when a gunman opened fire inside the airport. Claim contends the city failed to properly supervise and train airport personnel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.